Ois, Avi, O, Mal. What a loche is there by Eishes, Achi, Avi, O? That means Eishes, Achi, O, O. And the Ovis are the Reise. So what is the generation before Eishes, Achi, Avi, O? The same thing, Achois Oviv, is also in a Torah. What the din, Bachois Aviha of Mal? Do we say, Midalamata Elva, since the generation afterwards is an Elva deraise, Lamala Nami Gozrebe, so they were Geyser Lamaila also, so there's a din Shnias. Oidilme o ispalig doroso. This is a der before. This is a richuk of a der before. Let us see Rashi. Eishes achi avi o'ov min ha'ov. Now more la'el. Before we said Eishes achi ha'ov min ha'ein, yesh lo hefsek. Tahainu Hetero la'eshes achi avi ha'ov min ha'im. That means if the whole achi ha'ov, eshes achi ha'ov min ha'im is at a rabbono, so we did not also the previous doyer, eshes achi avi ha'ov min ha'im. De lamata di do lavelvi elushniya. De chitami boile. But the Gemara does call a shayla be'eishes achi avi ha'ov min ha'ov. The shayla is be'eishes achi avi ha'ov min ha'ov. The lamata di do elbe. Eishes achi ha'ov min ha'ov. V'chein, the same shayla achis avi ha'ov. Bein min ha'ov, bein min ha'ein. The lamata di do elbe. Kegoyim achis ha'ov. That was the shayla. Or do we say ispalvek nischache kekuba? There's no closeness. There's no closeness, so could be there's no need to be geiz or shnius. That was the shayla.
Toshma.
So the Gemara wants to bring a rai. We learned in the braisa before mahin shnius lekachoshim lo badayu. It just says, it doesn't mention this as one of the shniyas. So the Gemara answers, that's no rai, tona v'shaya. That Lamais, he learned some shniyas and he left over some. So Memele, so it could be didn't mention because he didn't mention all the shniyas. So the Gemara asks, my shaya, the high shaya, what else did he leave over? You don't leave over one thing, unless you left over a lot of shniyas. Shaya, shniyas, the Rabbi Chiyah. Left, the way Rabbi Chiyah. Left over the shniyas of Rabbi Chiyah, which will have daf chabez and medallah. What does Rashi say? Mine shniyas, baraisa delel, shniyas, the Rabbi Chiyah, the kamon bishmai. So Mamele, you cannot bring a raya from the baraisa, and that chof aleph or medallah. Omele Rav Hillel v'Rav Ashi. No, ameima achsher be'eishes achi avi oviv v'bachois avi oviv. He says, in this shayla, ameima was machsher. Omele Rav Hillel v'Rav Ashi, l'didi chozili shniyes mar b'rei deravne. I saw the shniyes that were written down by Marberei de Ravne, Uchsivon Shitzeri Leisure. And he writes that there are 16 Shniyas. Now, how do we add up to 16 Shniyas? Maila, Tamni de Masnise, we have 8 in the previous Bereise. And then we have another 6 of Rabbi Chiyah, that's 14. So what's the 16? So kochoch v'hanachtarti hoshitzari. We have 2 more. This is these 2. Eishes achi avi ha'ov and achois avi
אבי האוב. So there must be, that's the 16th. So that's what Rav Hillel told Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asked Rav Hillel, you're proving it from a number. I says that the Mar Berei the Ravne said there are 16 Shniyas, and now you have to fill in this number of 16. So Kochoch, it's 8 and 6 and these two. I mean, if we're adding up all the shniyas, there are 70. We had learned before there was a shaila in the Gemara, what the din by eishes achi ha'eim min ha'eim, and the Gemara was poshed that kol shebenekeva also, so Gozu al ishtoi mishum erve, kol shebenekeva erve bezocha gozu al ishtoi. So just like a choisa aim is also, rezeishus achi aim is also. So al kaponim, that's also. So there's 17. You said 16. The pashtina li surit. So stamazay have a problem. This number is not an accurate number. So Rav Hillel will answer them, holoi kashe, that's not shvel. Hanach tarti de damyen lahadodi kechode choshev lo. So Rashi learns pshat. Vohoshitzeri. Hanach tarti de damyen lahadodi. Eishes achi avi ho'ov. Va'achois avi ho'ov. Shehein tzav achve di av. This is the kuve of achve. The sister, the sister-in-law, ulamata di tu erve. So these two are one. So memele, so achis avi ha'av, and aishis achi avi ha'av. So this is, that's one. So memele, so that makes it 15, and aishis achi ha'im inaim is 16. So I made the numbers good. When we come back in the DD, Chazian li dachsi veli sur, about Kaponim, so he seems to be asking Gakasha and Ameima. Ameima was matter, so now that before you had problems with the numbers I was Masad already. So it's also, Omale, will it time meich, I'll ask you a shayla. I have a kosib la teire. If you would have seen written down that 16 are, or you would have seen that it's muta, or maybe one of these are muta, you would have seen. We have a somchas alayu, the mar berei de ravne michosam alayu, is there his chsima on this document? So this document that you saw, it's not poshut that it is an accurate document. So we can't ask any kashas on a meimer from this. Now, let us see the Taisvason we had skipped over yesterday. The top Taisvitz. Lei osu kalas bitoi ela mishum kalas benoi. The Gemara said that they asod kalas bitoi gzeira mishum kalas benoi. Yesterday we said over the Ritve, after when there is a kalas benoi, then they asod kalas bitoi. Betayma, the amayla yasrina lo mishum kol shebenekei ve'erve b'zocher gozu al ishtoi mishum shniye k'dilakamon. It's kalas bitoi l'chayre, what would be bas bitoi? So bas bitoi is an erve d'yereise. So kalas bitoi, so that's this marove, this that's the shisoid of the marove. כל שבנקי וערבה בזוכר גוזר על אישתה משום שני כדלקמה. דתם גומר הוא ולא סימנה בעלמה. That means this is a tam, this is a sibe. That wherever the nekeves and erve, they were geyser. They were geyser and ishtoi. Midaporichalo, maishna hania, maishna ho. The Gemara asks, why, if this is a yesod, so why is Eishes Chom of Mutter? Ho bachat kedushin mekarev lo, and the Gemara taka says, chilukim, that if one kedushin made the kuvah, then we say this klal, that kol shebenekei ve'erbe bezocha gozro al ishtoi mishum shniyah, so memele, kalas bitoi should be also of this klal. And just like bas bitoi is a daraisa, so kalas bitoi should be also midarabot. Boi midaposhet minei, and the Gemara is poishet, Eishes achiha eimin, and Gemara says, from this klal, what is it coming to tell us? Akochas coming to tell us, Eishes achiha eimin, well, I'm looking lo bekalas bita, maybe it's coming to tell us kalas bita. But I marry, the tana de braise leslai ahu taime. That means, this yesod, that kol shebenekei ve'elve bizochel gozu al ishtay mishum shniye, this gzeire was not bizman habereise. Avo b'deira yisra achroinim gozu. The later deiras, they were goyza, abo bizman habereise, they were not goyza. Lohochi ki porich mai shayer dahai shayer, Loi boi le meimer de shayer eishes achi ha'eim in ha'eim de poshatna li isure, but that's also because in the bizmana bereise we asked the kasha what was the bereise mishaya. We said that there's no shayla by eishes achi avi oviv, because the Bereise only mentions eight shniyas, it doesn't mention this. So the Gemara said that he shayra. My shayra, the high shayra. The Gemara says we shayra the shniyas the rabchir. So the shayla is, why don't you say that he was mishayra, eishes achi ha'im in ha'im? So al kolchor, he have to say that bizman habereise eishes achiyeim inayim was mutter. That's a gzeire mulcheres that they asked eishes achiyeim inayim. Bim toima, so Tois just said a yesod, that all the shniyas that it said in the bereise, that means the shniyas were nigzer before this klal. This klal of kosher b'nekei ve'erve b'zocha gozo alishtoi, that klal was said later. B'zman ha'meiroim. V'im toima, so Tosfos asks, if that's the case, my porich klalu, chamoisoi erve, eishes chamois, eishes chomov is mutter, what's the kasha? Dilma bahani nami gozo b'osa hochimei aitam. You're asking a kasha from the bereise? I just said now, that the bizmana bereise, this gzeira wasn't nischadish yet, this gzeira was nischadish later. The bereise says, eishes chom of his mutter, sure. According to the bereise, eishes achi imay minayim is also mutter, but later they were geyser. The yeshleimer, the kimlei bahanu, the shori, the gemara knew that after the gzeira, it's still mutter, not from the loshna bereise. The Gemara knew that it's mutter lemais, eishes chomov is mutter, period. V'ho de porich lekamon v'letaymeich shibshari havin. About Kaponim, so Tosfos said a klal that this gzeira was nischadish later. Now, we had Rav Ashi asked Rav Hillel, you're telling me a number of Mar Baravne, 16. This should be 17, because eishes Achi ha'aim in ha'aim is the 17th, al t'gzeire, kol shebenekei ve'erve, gozol ishtoi mishem shniyeh. So what's the kasha? This was a later gzeire. So what's the kasha? It doesn't fit into that number of 16, because this was neschadish later. Av al gav, the bosach igozrik, the precious, yedeyu, the shniyis, the ma'abarei the ravna, but there's a choy the ma'abarei. The gemara knew ma'abarei the ravna was also later. That means the tkup of ma'abarei the ravna was already after this man that they were gozer, this gzeire kol, shebin a keve, erve gozo alishtoi mishum shniyis. Eishes achi avi ho'o. Now this was the shaila we just learned now. What din is there by eishes achi avi ho'o v'achois avi ho'o mal? So Taisa says, avamotzi li boy achois eim ha'eim. It's also the same type of shaila. That means in all these tiyurim, the next deir, this is an elva d'araisa, and the shaila is what the geyser on the previous deir. So Taisvi says, Vihi bechlal achois avi yaov, the lamata di da elbe, and the chanami, that's nichlal in the shayla. Bisvorim da garsina lo behedye, that the gemara cleared three. My shaya, the high shaya. So Taisvi says, he says, the gemara brought a rai, the gemara cleared the shayla by two cases. Eishes achi avi ho'ov and achois avi ho'ov. That was the shaila of the Gemara. These two dinim. So the Gemara said, look, we learned in the first baraisa eight shniyas. So why didn't they mention these two? So the Gemara says, shaya. So the Gemara says, my shaya, the high shaya, it only over one. So Tais says, Amir the kekasha, hey, there's two over here. So he left over two. Av al gav de tar tininu. So Taisa says, chod de choshiv lu, kidekoma besomach, like we learned in Daf Chavbeis. The Gemara after should be 17. Hanu tar tin de domil adodi, chod de choshiv lu. Uperish bekuntres, what's the Taisa to hanach tar tin? Hainu eishes achi avi ho'o, achois avi ho'o. So memele, so that's why it's very good. So reminds my shaya by shaya, because these two cases are equivalent to one. The loike moishe perish rabbeinu yitzhak ben rabbeinu meir de koyei eishes achi ha'aim in ha'aim, the eishes achi ha'aim in ha'ov. The rabbeinu yitzhak says, pshat, that was the gemara says on daf chav beis, hani tarti kechodach choshev, is not speaking about eishes achi avi ha'ov. And achois avi ho'ov. It's speaking about eishes achi ha'aim min ha'aim ve'eishes achi ha'aim min ha'ov. The kul achi imoy korilu. So according to the Rabbeinu Yitzhak, we'll be shver this gemara. So we don't have a gemara that says that eishes achi avi ho'ov and achois avi ho'ov are one. There are two, so what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha, my shayo, b'hai shayo. So he was m'shayo too. Ameima achsha. Posak Rabbeinu Chananu. Now we have here a shayla. Eishes achi avi ha'ov. What is the din? Is it muta or osa? So we had Ameima said it's muta. Posik Rabbeinu Chananu Daloche Kameinu V'chein B'shultes Rav Achoy V'chein Mashmed D'sova Ravashi. Ravashi also holds its mutter, because when Rav Hillel asked the Makashe, he saw written Shmini Shniyas Marbarei D'Ravn, and I saw it was also, so he told him Lav Marbarei V'd'Rav the Sava Ravashi, the Kamahashtan Nami, the Sivili Surah, La Marbarei, the Rav Nechosim Alai. So what is Ravashi saying? That even though you saw it written down, that it's also, it's La Marbarei, the Rav Nechosim Alai. So Memele, so we see that he also, Ravashi also held La Locha, like a Meme, that it's Mutter. ולרין נראה דאין הלוכה כעמימה, דסוגיה דגמורה בהחוילת דלוי כבוסי. Let us see on the side. He says, the gemara nachoilet that is not like amema. Let's not get into the sugya, but let's see, he brings up my lav mishum choilet, tahavilo eishes avi ovid. Loi mishum misne, tahavilo eishes achi avi ovid. So the gemara says, bo amema marshev, amema mukilo. So it seems that amema will say a different shot, but that means the stomach of the Gemara is not like Ameima. And later, Bein a Talmud roitze lipshoit boi shaloi mitoich divra Ameima. The Gemara had a shayla there later. The Gemara did not want to be poisoned from Ameima, mishum lai spira lai kebos. So the kids said that he holds that there's a Gemara friend in a chaylitz that would seem to hold not like a mema. That is the end of that sugya. Now we're going to learn about the shniyas of Reb Chiya. Tone devei Reb Chiya. Shlishi shebivnoi v'shebebitoi. What does that mean? Let's see what Rashi says. Shlishi shebivnoi. Bas ben benoi. Doho bas benoi erve. Bas benoi is an erve de reise. So Reb Chiya said, bas ben benoi is a shniye. Vishebe bitoi. Bas ben bitoi. Shrei bas bitoi erve. Hilkach bas ben bitoi shniye. Vechein by ishtoi. If his wife comes in with her children, so by her bas beno and bas bita is also terminatoire. Vechein bas ben beno shalistoi, or bas ben bito is also al shniyah. So that's, let's say again, the Loshna Gemara, tone de vera bichiye, shlishi shebevnoi, that's bas ben benoi, vishebebitoi, bas ben bitoi, Vishebe ben ishtoi, bas ben benoi shel ishtoi, vishebe bas ishtoi, shniye. Revi shebe chomov, vishebe chamoisoi, shniye. Now he's going up. Now he's starting to count from his wife. That's the first generation. Chomov is the second generation. Eim Chomov is the third generation, which is a Elve Diereise. And the fourth generation, Eim Chomov is, or Bishab Chamoisoi, Eim Chamoisoi Ishniyim. What does Rashi say? Revi Sheba Chomov. Doi Revi Sheba Chomov. Haino Eim Chomov. If you start counting from his wife, so the fourth generation up is a shniya. V'sheba chamoisoi, aim chamoisoi. Shniya. The aim chamov, the aim chamoisoi erve. There an erve deraish, shem bechlal isho, bas beno, o bas bito. That means you have your three generations. So if you marry the bito, so then there's the bas, and then there's the isha. So that is, so the bas is chamoisoi, and the isha is aim chamoisoi. Hilkach imam shniya. So their mother is a shniya. Amalei ravina l'ravashi. Maishna lemaila de kachoshev lo leishtoi. Now, Ravina asked Ravashi, the Loshon of Reb Chiya is very unclear. That means when he starts counting the doiris lemaila, he said there are four doiris, so he starts counting with his wife. Or maishna lemato, when he starts counting the doiris that go further from the children, he doesn't speak, he doesn't bring the wife into the cheshbon. So the Gemara says, Lamaila, when he's going up, Tisure Mikoyach Ishtei Ka'osi. Why is he also in Chamoisoi, in Chomov? The Iser is because of his wife. So she is the Sibasa Iser. So therefore, when he starts counting from his wife, that she is the Sibbe of this Issa. Lemato, when we speak about Bas ben Benoi, the Sure Lav Mikoyach Ishtoi Kosi, it's not also because of the wife, it's also because of him. This is speaking about Bas Anusosoi. So, Bas Benoi is also Mina Teure. Bas Ben Benoi is also Mina Alchniyas. So, but the Iser is not because of the wife. Lav Mikoyach Ishtei Kosi, Loikach Hoshem Lo. So therefore, this way, this he calls Kvi Deiris, excluding the wife, because the wife is not the Sibes HaIser. The Iser is Bitoi, Bas Benoi. So the Gemara says, I want to ask you a kasha, but in going down, we have, he speaks about, Bas ben benoi shalishtoi. Bo ben ishtoi u bas ishtoi di sura mikoich ishtoi kosi. There the iser is because they're her children, not because of him. So the sibes iser is because of his wife. So why isn't he consistent? So why didn't he say four? There are four deiros which are also. So the Gemara says, "I did the tonish loishes deiros lamata di dei v'leichoshva taninami gimel deiros lamati di do v'leichoshva." That means going down. So when he spoke about his children, his descendants, Amamele, there's no reason to start with the wife. Because the wife is not the Sibis Eisa, the Sibis, the Kuv is because of the Kuvatim, his children. So that's why he called it three Deiris. And now he wants to continue going down the Deiris of his wife. He didn't want to change the number. So Mele, he called that also three Deiris Lamato. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Umayishno, Maishna lamail, the kori le'aim aim chomo, ve'aim aim chamoisi revi'i. Ve'kachoshiv le'ishtoi bechush b'nedidori. And he puts his wife in the cheshbon of the generations, lamailo, she's the first generation going up. U'maishna lamata, the kori le'bas ben b'nei, der shlishiv le'choshiv ishtoi d'tehevi revi'i. Here you don't start counting with his wife. So the Gemara says, Lav Mikoyach Ishtei Kosi, El Mikoyach Didei. This is also because of him, not because of the wife, the Bivnoi Me'anusa Askino. Period. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahane, Shniyis Devei Rav Chiyah. We had here the Shniyis of Rav Chiyah. Eimem Chomov, Eimem Chamoisoi, and then Bas Ben Benoi, Bas Ben Benoi Shalishtoi. Yeshlam Hefsik, Oy Ein Lahem Hefsik. Is that number the last Issa? That's it. Eimem Chomov is also finished, but Eim Chomov is Mutter. Or that's Yeshlam Hefsik, Eilam Hefsik, you go all the way up and all the way down. Toshma, Srigmosas Abigyarai, Doma Rav, Dalid Noshim, we learned on Davchot Aleph, Amad Aleph, that there are four women Yeshlam Hefsik. Besuloi, so it seems all others is Eilam Hefsik. Srigmos says, Dilma ki koma Rav lahim asnise, in that veraisa that mentioned eight shniyas, so he said four out of these eight is Yeshlam Hefsik. He's not speaking about Rav Chiyah shniyas. Rav Chiyah shniyas could be is also Yeshlam Hefsik. He's not speaking about that. Toshma, so I'm also speaking another ayah. It says shlishi, revi, it says numbers. the third generation, the fourth generation. So it says numbers. If you're telling me it's Ein Lo Shir, so don't say numbers. Shlishi Revi Ein Tvei Loi. Mos says Dilma Mishlishi Ve'ilach Mirevi Ve'ilach. Maybe it means not from the third generation and down, from the fourth generation and up, all these are shnis. So the Gemara wasn't poishet the shaila. Let us see Rashi. Vahi masnisa odik toni lel main shnis, vahi airi rab, or ma'arba yeshlam hefzik vesulay, avabanach trabchiyah, Ike could be it's also Yeshlam Hefsik. Tosh ma de toni bishni is tarabchiye, shlishi shebe bnoi, rvi shebe choma, besuloi, ama Yeshlam Hefsik. So the Gemara said, mishlishi bilach, mirvi bilach. Let us see Taisvis, the top Taisvis. It's a very interesting Taisvis over here. Shni is tarabchiye, Yeshlam Hefsik oiloi. Tame. So Taisvis asks, amir de kekash. The la'el tono de kalas ben benoi asure atzoif kol adoiris. His grandson's wife, that means his granddaughter-in-law, is asa, and it says atzoif kol adoiris. That means all the way down, the great granddaughter-in-law, great, all the way down, the daughter-in-law is asa. The Daimus Ataisa says, so if the daughter-in-law is also the Daima de Kolshkein Bas Ben Benoi, so the daughter should be also Atsayf Kolodairis. Shehein Kuvei Atsmoi Veloi Machmas Kedushin. Taisa says there's a greater relationship with his great-granddaughter than his great-granddaughter-in-law. So if it says Klo before, that the great-granddaughter-in-law is also, so the male of the great-granddaughter is Zichar also, Akapotami the Rabbonu. So Taisa says, Apella de Keteres, the Yeshloima, the Kalas ben Benoi, is granddaughter-in-law, Yesh la'oyscha yoysa, Shehein b'nei Yerusha v'shchiche gabei, avol bas b'nei bonim lav bas Yerusha hi v'loi shchiche gabei. Pilei ploim. Taisa says as follows. We're speaking about, let us be megashim the Indian. Let us face facts of life. Why did Chazal ask for shniyas? Chazal asked for shniyas because if you won't make this barrier of shniyas, he'll come eventually to be over on Issa D'Oraisa. So shniyas, which there is so the asad shniyas, you shouldn't start over there. That means, so that was the Makadosh Atmei B'Mutalei. So Taisa says as follows, that his granddaughter-in-law, now, she's married to his grandson. Now, the grandson yarshens him. Now, since the grandson has a rich grandfather, so, you know, every Shabbos, they come to him and they say, good Shabbos, Zaydi. And the granddaughter comes along also. He gets to know the granddaughter because the grandson comes. So, Mamela, so he gets acquainted with the granddaughter-in-law. Get acquainted with the granddaughter-in-law, so Mamela, there'd be a svara to say that the acquaintance might come to Ishis. So, there Chazal asked. Could be a great granddaughter-in-law also, but they'll get acquainted, because the great grandson Yashin's his great grandfather. So they're always visiting. So Mamela, this acquaintance could bring about a relationship. That's what Chazal also. But the granddaughter and the great-granddaughter, she doesn't visit this Zaydi. She visits her husband Zaydi. Not this Zaydi. She won't get any money from the Zaydi. So Lamaise, so they always go to visit the other Zaydi. So Mamela doesn't even know. He doesn't even see her. So Mamela, there's no acquaintance whatsoever with the great granddaughter. So that they did not say, there's nothing what to worry about. He'll never marry her. That is what Tosfos says. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Now we have here a new sugya. Omar le Rove le Rav Nachmin, Chozi mar haime rabbonon de osi mi mar Rove. There was a Talmud Chochim that came from Eretz Yisrael. Omar, and he said in Eretz Yisrael, Omar bo be mar Rove in Eretz Yisrael, declare the Shaila. Gozru shniyais begeirim eloi. That means, Imoy is, did they ask her, aim Imoy ishniyas? So by Geirim, did they ask her, aim Imoy? Eloy gozru shniyas begeirim. Omalei. So then I told over the Shaila. He says, I don't understand the Shaila. Uma erve gufe Imoy alone. Ilav shelo yoimru boim mikdusha chmura lekdusha kala legozru bo rabona shniyas mi boy. He says, what kind of shail is this? When did they ask her shniyas? When did they ask her aim imoy? If imoy is an erva minatoyrem. So memele, so they ask her aim imoy. But the imoy of a ger is mutter. Gershon is Gaya Kekot and Shanela Domi. There's no relationship between him and his mother. So Memele, so they should make a din, so Tony Osami the Rabbonon, Shalo Yoimru, that the Geirim should not say, Boy Mikdusha Hamura Likdusha Kala. That means the Goyim will have such an outlook on Yiddishkeit that this religion is a much easier religion. When we were Goyim, I was awesome the mother. Now that I was Megaya myself, I'm with the mother. So Memela, they'll look at it, that Yiddishkeit brings with it a lot of coolness. This is a Kedusha Kala. So therefore, they asked Imoy. A Boshnias is nothing but to talk about. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Begeirim gozlu shniyas. Shimoy ger nosi aim imoy yoitzi. Mikdusha chamure, shoiv de kechov muzorim al arayis, it's muzor al imoy. Le gozlu rabon nechad, shonoy ledomi vein le kuvah. It wouldn't have been geyser, ilav sheyemru. Omar Rav Nachman. Now we're going to learn a psashtiko shver gemore. Omar Rav Nachman, geirim, hoyu v'osu liyodon, neime bohu milse. Now we're talking about geirim, so let me speak about something else. Achim min ha'aim lo yo'idu. If you have two brothers, they both are Magaya themselves, and they're min ha'aim, their brothers min ha'aim, lo ye'idu. L'chadchila, we should not accept both of them as eidim, because they're achim min ha'aim. We'll say, ve'im ha'idu, what if Bezin did accept them? Eidus and eidus. B'di'evid, we're mekabel their eidus. Achim min ha'at, but what if you have two brothers from the same father, they had a goyish father, and they were Magai themselves. Me'idim lechatchile. Achim min ha'av is me'idim lechatchile. Namei meromar, afilo achim min ha'aim nami me'idim lechatchile. Now let us see Rashi. Lo ya'idu. Now, he said the first din was that achim in the aim lo yo'idu lechatchila. The kuvas aim begeirim, the relationship of a mother by geirim, kuvehi. This is a kuveh. Dohovadai imoi hi. She zichra their mother. Ve'im, we'll come back to this Rashi. Ve'im hei idu, eidu son eidus. Dechikotten shenoy ledomi. So even though it's zichra a mother, but it's kikotten shenoy ledomi. But lechatchila, since it is a mother, and there's brothers mitzadaim, lechatchila they shouldn't say eidus. But achim min ha'av me'idim lechatchila, Rachmone afkerei lezera mitzri. The Torah was makir zera mitzri, tersib zirmas susim zirmoso, hilkach kuvas ov eino kuve. Now, we have here shvera Rashi's over here, and let's try to understand what Rashi is saying. Let's go back to the first Rashi. Rashi says, if you have two brothers, they were, in the beginning, they were goyim. They were goyim, they had one mother, and then these two brothers were megayah themselves. So lachatchila, they're not permitted to say eidus together. The kuvas ein begeirim kuvei. This is a relationship. The vadai imoi. So when we would learn this Rashi, we would say, what does that mean, vadai imoy? So we would say, pshat, vadai imoy, we know klol that it's the same mother, there's no suffix about it, they have the same mother. So what's by the father? Who says it's the same father? We're talking about tzadikim, roi bila sachar habal. No, this we know, kaponim, it's the same mother. So they're brothers. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, by the father, Rashi brings psukim. The Rachmone afkerei lezera mitzri. Tersiv zirma susim zirmoso. Hilkach kuvas av eine kuva. Rashi says, anushtik teir over here. And the emes in the Gemara daf tzadik chesam et aleph, the Gemara says, if you have two brothers that are twins, and they're achim min ha'av, so the Gemara says, they're not achim min ha'av, because zir masusim, zir mosom. The Gemara says, this is zir masusim, zir mosom. The Gemara brings down this pasuk. Leichotzim v'loy miyabmim, shma mino avkuri avkirei rachmona lezarei, Perceive b'sar hamoyrim b'sorom b'zir ma'asusim zir mosom. Achmona afkerei lezare. So al kaponim. So we see that what Rashi said vaday imoy does not mean vaday imoy. We know klor she's a mother because by two brothers of who we know klor is a father is also gone. That's the Gemara that tzadik says. The Gemara says two twins. Twins. It's also, they're not called Achim in Ha'av, the Gabi Yibum. Zichre, the same father. And because Ramon Afkrei Lezare, Zilma Susim Zilmosa. So we see it's not because we don't know there's the same father. By twins, they Zichre, the same father, and there's a new slot. So now we have to go back. So what is Rashi saying over here? So the Rashi says, this is here, Afkrei Lezare. We have to understand. So we have to understand. There's a lot of things to understand over here, but let us first go back to the first Rashi. Rashi says, "Vaday imoy." What does Rashi mean? And then we do so. This derekot neshenoy ledomi. Rab Reuven. In Chedushi Rab Reuven, he doesn't speak about this Rashi, he speaks about a Rashi in Bchoiris. Rab Reuven says something very interesting. And he brings a Rashi in Sanhedrin. And he says as follows. There's a din yichus. How do children become a yichus to a mother? So the din yichus is bishas leide. they're born, let's say you have two brothers, they're born from the same mother, so the yichus to the mother is created b'shas leidif. So if both of them had the same mother, they were noilus from the same mother, so they're brothers. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, ger shenizgaya kekotn shenoiladomi. What does that mean? It's a very interesting lashon. So Rashi says, this is a new lady. He's reborn. And he's reborn without a mother and a father. So that is pshat as follows. That means the yichus to a mother is chal b'shas leide. That means if you have two brothers that were born from one mother, so it's called we're brothers because both of us come from this mother, but then we were reborn again. Geiris is a new leide. And this is a leide in our, that when we were reborn, we weren't born from this mother. It's born without a mother and father. So we came back to this world with a new lady, and this lady is not a lady from that woman. So Memelus were his brothers. So Rashi means to say as follows. That means there was a Sibbe once, Vaday Imoy, that means there was one lady that she was the mother. That was a fact. That's not, we can't take this away. That means previously they were born from one mother, so that makes them brothers from that mother. So therefore, since they once were brothers, so Chazal said l'chatchila, they can't say Eidit. Now there was a new lady of Geiris, Gersh and his guy, Kekot and Shanoi Ladomi. No, that's true. In this new lady, they're not brothers anymore. But the Rabbonon Asel gave them a din brother because of the first lady. That means we are not upfragging the first lady. The first lady is an historical fact. So mitzad the first lady, they're brothers. Mitzad the second lady, they're not brothers. So even though halachically now they're not brothers because they were reborn, but afal pikein, Lechatchila, since they are brothers, mitzad the first lady, hivada imoy. So memele, so that's why lechatchila they said they're not permitted to say edus together. Now Rashi brings a posik, if they are brothers, mitzad the father, rachmone afkere lezera mitzri. Tersiv zirmas susim zirmosom. That they're considered horses. There's no yichus to a horse. Now, what is right now? L'chayre, this is very difficult to understand. The Gemara says further in Abol Yevimtoi, a goy has yichus. Beladen ben beladen. That means the posik called a son of a goyish son from a goyish father. He's called a son. Dvar Toire and Akim Yairish is Ovid. There's a din Yerusha. There's dinim. This is called a goyish son is meyuchas, an eved ain loy chayis. But a goy has chayis. A goy has chayis. There's a din yichas by a goy. The Gemara says later, hoya loy bonim bigi yusayv and his gaya. What if there was a goy and he had children? And now the father is megaya himself. So the Gemara class of Shiloh, he's mekayim piyiv v'ribya. With those children that he had with his goyish children. The Mekayim Piri of Arabia. So you see, Klo, these children are meyuchas then. A goyish father is yichas. And here we say, all of a sudden, here we say, Zilmas susim zilmosam. The susim can become a yichas to a sus. It would seem that the din of zilma susim zilmosa means that kozman, if we want to be miyaches a goyish son to a goyish father, is a din yichis. And perhaps you want to be miyaches a goyish son to a yiddish father, hoyle bonim begi yusoy, Because there's also a din yichas, that yichas doesn't fall off. But to be miyaches, a Yiddish son to a goyish father, it seems that the Gemara is calling zirmas susim zirmosom. That means the hazro of a sus can arachmona afkere lezare cannot bring a din, since lemaisi became a yid, so it can't become miyuches to a sus. That is pshat and Rashi. So memele, so if there were achim min ha'ov, the mutter to say edis, there's no kuva whatsoever between them. Now let us go a little further. So we have a machloike says this, if achim in aim lechatchil are not permitted to say edis, achim in ha'ov zicher permitted to say edis lechatchil. A meima oma, yeah, that we hear. Umayishno me arayis. Now the kasha is a, let's see what Rashi says. Umayishno me arayis. The kasha is on the first din. Mayishno edis me arayis. Toma lakama beperik noisin. Geir shoyonosui achoisoi min ha'em. What happens if a girl married a sister min ha'em? They both were Magai themselves. Yoitzi, he has to give her a gift. And we said by Edis, if Achim min Ha'em said Edis, so, B'dievet is Zicha good, my Mamie says, Apelachatchil it's good. So, what's Pshat? Umayishna me'arai, so the Gemara answers, Elvo la'keil mesuro, Eidis lebezdin mesure begershen is gaya kekotin shenoy ledomi. So Rashi says as follows. Lakel mesure hakel noisim noshim. Everyone marries women. Hilker ishoris lekiyum. In this case, he married his sister. Halachically, she's not his sister. Gershen is gaya kekotin shenoy ledomi. They were reborn without over aim, so they're not brother and sister. But if you're going to say that he's permitted to marry his sister, osinami lemishri elve be Yisrael, so there'll be matter. They'll come. The father married the goyish father with the goyish sister. They were both magai themselves. They got married, and if we will say that they're permitted to remain married. So the father will tell his Yiddish kinder, he'll tell them, you know, it's a very good zivug, a brother and a sister. We ourselves are married, and we had kosher rabbonim that married us off. So you can also marry each other. He won't chapter, there's a chilik. So memei lo sanami lemishri erva bi Yisrael. The kolam ol yodi the time of the ger mishim the kotn shanay ledomi. They won't know this lomdis. So memele, they'll come out of kilkul. But if you're talking about Edis is makabel Edis of two brothers from one mother, lebezdin mesura. Vinami marsheres Edis achim geirim, if you'll be marsher Edis achim geirim, leyosalach shure achim Yisrael, lebezdin yodi, the gershin is gaike kotten shenoyladomi, bezdin knows the chilik, so by mele, by bezdin, They weren't levatal the edis b'diavad. Let us see Tosfos. Elva lakel mesura. Taimen. The la'el koma. So here it would seem why is a goyish brother not allowed to marry his goyish sitzta after geiris? So the Gemara seems to say the reason is because it'll be osilach lufi. That means they won't know that the lomdus is that they're not really brother and sister. So they'll be mater arayis be Yisrael. That's why, that's not the lomdus lakel mesure. Taimen. The la'el koma, before the Gemara said a different reason. The time of the geirim, shlo yoimru bonu mikdusha chamura dusha kala. Before the Gemara said a different time. that the reason that they also, that they shouldn't say before was a Kedusha Chamura, now it's a Kedusha Kala, Bochimash Metaimim Shem Da'osi Lachlufi Bi Yisrael, Kedah Perish Pekuntras, though they'll be Machlet, they'll say by Yidin also it's the same. V'chein Beperik Noisim Mashme, the Taimim Mishu Machlufi, like Agamor, Gabi B'nei Yudin Amso, the children of Yudin Amso, seems she was a Shifre, Ishtacharu, they were Meshachadem, Shorlu Rav Acha Bayakiv, Leminsiv Noshi Dadodi. So Rav Acha Bayakiv says that they're allowed to marry, each one is permitted to marry his brother's wife. It's not Eishasoch.
That's also.
They were brothers. So now Taisa says like this. If it's Shema Yoimru, am I sure he has some in ha'ov minay? Why is that muta? There's still a Shema Yoimru. Avli mishum achlufi nichet. Bekiven d'ike nami tzad ov, le'osi lachlufi d'bosa ov shodi lohu, mitzrim ein lehem kubes ov, d'chsi v'zilma susim z'mosa, l'shaych l'migza oto Yisrael. That means Taisvis learned pshat, that the Gershon is Gaya, that they're not, k'kotn sh'noyle domi, this lomdis, that doesn't register by them. So a mele, they'll come lechlufi. But that zilma susim zamosam, that they'll know, that they know very well, that zilma susim zamosam, so a mele, there's no yichus to their goyish father. So pass it also lechlufi. But if the Taisa says, if the tam would be al shemo yoimru, so why is it muta mina ove mina aim? But there's no Isser Eishes Och by Goyim. To some say there's no din of Shema Yoim Rubonu Mikdusha Chamura Lekdusha Kala. When they were Goyim, they also were permitted. There's no Isser of Eishes Och and Eishes Och by Goyim. Okay, that's a Psepela on Taisvis. About Koponim, we have here a kasha. We have here a kasha. Before we said it, there's a psalom this, that we asked Kroivis Shloyoimu. Here it seems there's a different lomdis, Duma Osilach Lufi. The Yeshloima, so Toysus answers, Dahani Tre Taimi Tzrichi. Both reasons are necessary. Bekuvas Av Shohoyu Asurim Koidem, if they were any way related through a father, l'shayich taimu l'achlufi. There doesn't pass the time of achlufi that they'll make a mistake. Shahakil yoidim b'rachmon afkrei l'zari. This somehow they know, achachmon afkrei l'zari. Therefore, kigoy, eishes oviv l'rabi Akiva, v'achois oviv l'rabi Lozo, v'ome v'peg talad mises, Al Kain Yazev Ish Es Ovi Vesimoy Rabelezo Ema Achoisov Vakiba Ema Eishes Ovi. Now, the din is a goy, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not permitted to marry Eishes Ovi. According to Rabbi Eleza, a goy is not permitted to marry Achoisov. Finished. Now they were Megai themselves. So, als duma osilach lufi, there's no duma osilach lufi. Here they'll know pshat, because now that they yidn it zilma susim zemosam, so it's not eishes oviv, it's not achois oviv, it's not oviv anymore. So there, but there's still also eishes oviv and achois oviv, respectively, according to each tana, because shalo yaimru, the shalo yaimru applies. Before Eishes Oviv was also, now Eishes Oviv is Mutter. So outside it's also. Avol Eishes Oviv l'Rabbi Elezer, v'achois Oviv l'Rabbi Akiva, shori, there'll be Mutter. That means because there, als goyim was Mutter. The Eloi Mishum Shema Yoim Reike, there is no Shema Yoim Reike, because als goyim was also Mutter. V'loi mishem echlufe ike, and there's no echlufe either. Avo, ara yishem mitzadeim, shloyoyu asureis koidim, ara is mitzadeim, that were not also before als goyim, yesh lesa mishem echlufe. The mishum shema yoyim ruleke. So that means, b'kitzer azoy, the achlufe only applies mitzad ha'ein. That means that it doesn't register by them that the gershon is karka kotn shen leiladom, it takes away the yichus ha'ein. That would, it takes away the yichus ha'av, that they somehow they understand very well, achmon afke elezak. V'hod ha'oma b'peirik dalad misais, noso achoysoi min ha'ein, if he married his sister in name Yoitzi, Haini Mishimachlufi. The Shema Yoim Ruleke, Shlayin Esoris Bigiusum. Umin Ha'ov Yekayim, the Mishim Echlufi, Leke Betadovke the Frishis, because everyone knows Zimasusim Zimosom. Haini Taim Enami Doma Achim in Ha'im Lo Yeidu Lechatchilim. That's why it says they're not permitted to say this lachatchila duma osi lachlufei, because that since there was a kuva before mina aim, so they think this kuva still remains. So duma osi lachlufei, abomina ob yeidu lachatchila, because everyone knows zir masusim zir mosa. That's the end of this sugya, and now let us start the next Mishnah. Mi sheyesh loy ach mikol mokim. A person who has a brother, mikol mokim, means it doesn't matter how he became his brother. We'll see mikol mokim means even the brothers are mamza. Izayki kaseishes ochim liyibum. So the din is that's called his brother. And if he dies, so his wife is a zakuke to the mamza. V'ochiv hu lechol dovo. And he's a brother for all inyonim. At halochi, you need a brother. He's a brother. Chutz mi mi sheyesh loy ach min hashivcha min avedes kechob. But if one has a brother, the mother of this brother was a shivcha min avedes kechob. So Mamela, that's not called his brother. That's called his agoy, and they're not related at all. Mi sheyesh loy ben mikol moke. A person had a son, mikol moke. Peter eishes oviv min hayibum. So he patels eishes oviv min hayibum. That means if there was a son that was a mamza, let's say. It's not from the wife of the father. He was boyo neishes ish. But that's the father's son. So mamel ho pata, his father's wife, min a yibo. V'chayev al makosoi v'alkilolosoi, this is a son. If he hits the father, he's chayev. He's mekal, the father, he's chayev. Ubnoi l'chol dovo. And this is a son for all halachic purposes. Chutz mi sheyesh loy ben min hashivcha min avedes kechov. But if a person has a son from a goite, from a shivcha, so then that's not called a son. One of the choinim, I think, either Maritz Chayis or the Rishash wants to say, we learned before mitzvahs chalitza b'mokeh mitzvahs yibum lav mitzvahi. So la'aloche, we should always be being mekayim yibum. We don't paskin like Abishol that you have to be l'shem noy eskila poga be'elve. So he says, so why don't we make yibum? He says, because of this Mishnah, Amir Dikazach, who knows if the father has a son? Who could ever know these things? Mi sheyesh loy ben mikol mokim. He could have, who knows where, he could have had a son, he could be mezana with a woman, and he has a son. So who knows if this is, so we're playing with an eishes ach over here. So that's why The minig is that we don't make Yibum, we make Chalitza to be on the safe side. Let us see Rashi. Och mikol mokim bigmore meforesh. Vachiv lechol dovo meforesh bigmore. Shivche vedes kechovim vlode kamoya. Ubas ozul kidiyal bigmore. Al mokosiv al kilolosi im kilo im hiko e kilol es oviv chayu mise. Let us just see the first Taisus. Mishesh le och mikol mokim zoykek eishes ochiv. Bigmore meforish lasuye mamza. That if he have a brother that is a mamza, so he's zoykek liyibum eishes ochiv. Im taima mireishish aminelo. Bas Yisrael lenosin umamza. The cheletzes v'loy mishyabem. So it says klo that a mamza is zoykek is zoykek. Yishloy medime hosam abamine ksheshnei mamzerim. I can learn shan the Mishneh that both of the brothers are mamzerim. Avok shochiv ameis kosher, I would think el ochiv mamzer zoykik ishtoi. It's kamash melon, that if you know in such a case, he's also called an och and he's zoykik as ishtoi.